You can't go with them.
How about, you mentioned it's hard to get the meat out of walnuts. How did you get the green shell off?
Sometime, put them in a sack and ride over them, rigged over them.
What did you call that, the covering?
The hull. And you can dye quilt linings with that. It's the surest thing. It makes a brown. People used to have, they'd buy the flour in sacks and buy, of course, went to mill for corn and carried it to the grist mill. But you bought your fertilizer in cup and cloth sacks that used to.
I've got two questions here I'd like to ask you while you're on that subject. When you take a certain amount of corn to the mill, how much of that, just for your family, so the grist mill would grind it, what would you call that much? You take corn to the mill?
You mean a bushel or something like that?
Yeah, would it be
he would take a toll. I don't know how much his toll was, I've forgotten. But when he ground it, he would take a toll. He took so much of it.
Would your father say, I think I'm going to take a what of corn to the...
Well, we had a corn sheller, and he had two, and I gave that to that son Santosa, because he did most of the shucking and the shelling of the corn. And the sheller was fastened to a box, and the box was on some legs, and you could stand up and turn it, and you put the whole ear in the sheller. Now, a nigger went by here in the fall with an ear of corn and reminded me of days of old, and I asked him to give me one. And I put it up here. You take this will give you yellow corn meal, because it's yellow corn.
What I was wondering, did they ever call it a turn of corn?
A what?
A turn of corn.
Oh, I never did call it that. But I didn't like yellow corn meal. I like yellow roasting ears, as you call them. I like the taste of yellow corn, but I didn't like the meal much. I like white corn meal. But you put it in the corn sheller like this, and you turn it, and the cob jumps back out. And all this goes into the trough. And then you get as much of that silk off of it before you put it in there as you can, because you don't like for that to be in your meal. And then that, I don't know whether this is hybrid corn or not. If it's hybrid corn, it doesn't come up good. You don't, it has to be new every year. But we used to save our corn, and Noah didn't get hybrid corn. He'd get that Moresby corn or something like that, I think it was. And to keep it weevils out, they'd sprinkle salt. Take a whole lot of salt and sprinkle it over top of the corn in the shucks. And it wouldn't be so many weevils, and weevils wouldn't get in it so bad.
You're mentioning nuts. How about the, what did you call peanuts when you were a girl?
Some of them call them goobers, G-O-O-B-E-R-S, but I didn't. I call them peanuts all the time.
Okay.
Some of them call them goobers.
How about different kinds of fruit? I suppose you grew peaches. Did you have two kinds of peaches?
Well, my daddy was a fruit fan. He had a big orchard. The fire from the train set there. And the billy goats, he had some billy goats, they ruined trees. And he let them stay out there in the pasture, in the orchard for a while. But he had